And now,
we present to you.
Not yet.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously.
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously. Ignorant.
This Saturday, join Damon for Funny First Saturday with Rudy Rush and that outrageous Omega, Steve Brown. Then on Sunday, Damon will host the Tasha C. Joyner Foundation Benefit Concert, a tribute to Phyllis Hyman with Julia Huff. Tickets are available at gjentertainmentchicago.com. From Chicago, Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a story that is right on time for Taco Tuesday. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as your wife and your side piece on the same cycle.
Ooh.
Seriously, Damon?
Yeah, he's serious about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sip. Yeah, very serious.
Seriously, Damon?
Yeah.
I knew that was coming, Sip. It's a seriously ignorant news, Sip. All right. All right, y'all couldn't even back me up on that one, fellas.
Uh-huh. Right, Sam, you serious? I got you. Left me out there.
That's a rough day.
Man, right, we're not Corey Holcomb. That's who you need. When you come with one like that.
Well, check it out. Police in Orlando are looking for the public's help where they were. I don't know if this story is a week old. A Spanish-speaking bandit. He entered a Taco Bell restaurant early this month and ordered food. Now, then he handed the cashier $20 for the food. After he handed her $20, he pulled out a gun and attempted to rob the Taco Bell. So, I don't know why he was going to pay first, but he did. So, he then fled. Now, when the police arrived, the strange part, they say they don't know if he took the food, the $20, or the money from the register. So, when I first read the story, I'm like, okay, the man paid for the food, then robbed the Taco Bell. I thought maybe he had ate the food, then pulled out a gun and said, get my damn money back, because Taco Bell is a bunch of crap. I don't know who is coming up with these Taco Bell burrito locos with the flaming hot Fritos. And who is the chef at Taco Bell? Every week they come up with some crazy combination. Whoever they are, though, I think they hanging out with the people at Burger King and smoking together, because okay. Now Burger King got the Whopperito and Cheetos chicken fries. That would make a Mexican man pull out his gun and ask for his money back if he ate Taco Bell. Seriously. As serious as a short dude wearing Chuck Taylors. They already flat, dude. They not helping you at all. I don't even know how they played in Chuck Taylors back in the day in the NBA, man. That's why whenever you see old players like Kareem or Elgin Baylor, they all walking funny because they got bad feet in them Chucks.
From them flat Chuck Taylors.
Man, seriously. Now, check this out. My next story, a Portuguese immigrant received some good old American hospitality. The man only been in the country for like less than a month, the story goes. He's at a drive-up ATM with his wife and his small child in the car. As he begins to withdraw the money, a man in a hoodie and sunglasses points a gun at the car, snatches his money. The driver sped off. He left the money, of course, in the ATM card. So then he decided to wait a while because he forgot his card and to go back and try to see if his card was still in the machine. But, you know, he's thinking the robber is probably gone by now. Not. This dude, same robber, pops out again, this time with a knife. So the victim had enough. He drove his car into the robber and knocked him into the middle of the street. Then he got out, searched his pockets. He found his money and his ATM card and went home. So when police arrived, they found the robber. He was still laying in the street bleeding. The driver was tracked down, but since they looked through the surveillance, he was not charged with the hit and run because he was a victim of the robbery. And the robber's in the hospital where he will leave to go to jail. Seriously. As serious as a citizen of Chicago, which is a bittersweet thing. We got the Cubs and the Bears. We got beauty and crime. We got the Sears Tower and we got a Trump Tower. It's a problem. Report to you live from Chicago, and I'll see you this Saturday at the Universal Entertainment Center. Chief Correspondent David Williams.